Okay, we're up to Sif Lamed. We now come to the last part of the Simen. We've dealt with the individual chatzitzis. Now we're going to deal with the Eifen Hatfilo, with different pratim about the manner in which a person is taivo. We already started talking last week about wetting the hands, etc. Let's see. Sif Lamed, Lamed Aleph. Sif Lamed first. Einat tzricha lagdia ragleha b'shas tvilasa. We discussed last week the idea of mayim mayim agdimin, that if the water is there before the person puts his feet in the mikveh, so it's considered that the balls of the foot that on which a person is standing is considered to be already to have water around it. So it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, "Ein etzricha lagbia raglav b'shas tvilasa im ein shom tit." And this is a tricky thing. It says she doesn't have to pick up her feet when she tivels. Of course, she has to pick up her feet. Im ein shom tit, if there's no mud on the bottom of the water, ava b'shadarsis ala ritzba, even though she steps on the floor, ein kachatzitza v'mnei shamayim magdim liragalah, because the water comes first. Now this would be a pasha to sif, if not for the four words. Im ein sham tit. Now those first words mean that if there is tit in the water, that there's a problem. Putting your foot on the mud is an issue. Now we don't really understand why it should be an issue, because even if you're stepping on mud, there's still mayim magdimin. So the shach in sifkat mem. Let's read it carefully and see what his maskan is. Tzarechian.
What do you call the sea?
Excuse me?
The sea, is that called Magra?
The ocean, so it depends. The Gemara says, ain't tovel minomol. The mocker of this, we're going to have it later, is ain't tovel, you don't tovel in a port. The port has mud. I don't know why. Why does a port have more mud? When you go to the beach, it's just sand on the bottom of the ocean. And sand is not mud. It's not a problem. A namo. The beaches around New York City, the ones that people go to, have sand when you step. What? That's a separate issue of Zechem. No, but there's a issue of a tablum and namo because of tit. It's later. Remember the Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, it says. Is that what the Shmuel? It says, Lo Sifu B'makim Sheesh B'Karkos HaTit. It's going to be slain with Siflam HaGimel. So, apparently, there are some places where the water has sand on the bottom and some places where it has mud on the bottom. I know that where the ports are, every few years they have to dredge because the mud accumulates. So I don't know why that's so. But at any rate, let's look at Shach Mem and see what he says. It's mashu that when there's mud, she has to pick up her feet. That she could tivel only if she picks up her feet. And in Sifla Megillah, it's even worse. It's that Gemara, that you don't tivel in a place with tit. When there's no mud, you tivel in a sea that has sand, kolshken in an hour mikvah, you don't have to pick up your feet. There we have a difference between regular mud and tit hayoveng, and sticky mud. So sticky mud, you're not tivel at all. If it's regular mud, so you're tivel by picking up your feet. And if it's not mud, then you have no problem at all. So everything gets complicated. That's what seems to be, that's what comes out from this. The mud, so that's the chiddush, that the mud takes off the milo of mayim hamakdimin, that it's so sticky, and it seems still to be a problem. There's no mayim hamakdimin, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush, if you stick your feet into mud, that there's no mayim hamakdimin. Now, I do have to tell you that we're going to have in Sif Mem Lamed Gimel, the psak of the Dogam Ravava, of the Noi Dibi Yehuda, on the side of the page, he says that when it's not titayaveh, when it's not the sticky mud, regular mud, He says, "Akaparim tzrichel agbiya ragla b'shas tefila k'demashpir shafs of katan mem." He's going to refer back to this, and Dagom Ravava later is going to say that this is lamaisa. If you tevel, if it ever happens that you have to go tevel out in a lake, say if the floor of the lake is stone or sand, so there's nothing to talk about. It's no problem, no different than our mikvahs. But if it's a muddy mikvah, you have to pick up your feet. So that means she got to stick her head under the water and then pick up her feet, which on land is not doable, but on water is doable, right? And what? So it seems that it's davuk b'yaser. It sticks so much that it's a problem. It's the mai magdimin gets pushed out by the tit ha-davuk. I don't know. We'll see, there'll be a taz later. Says people are heavy and. Because there's a Gemara in Sukkah, it's a Mishnah somewhere in Taurus. They allow to tevel a bed, even though the feet go into the after she shake him a tit. The Taz going to ask the cash. It's an interesting question. What's it going to help her to pick up her feet? Maybe there's mud stuck to her feet. So I don't know.
Well, that's why
it's sticky.
That's why when it says sticky.
What? But it doesn't say, it says, the reasons in the Mechaber, that's Mayim Magdimin. It was saying, Imein Shom Tit, which is Mashma, a regular floor that has no tit. So, right, so it doesn't not come up very much, because we tevel and mikvahs that don't have mud. But I guess it's important to know that if it's a sticky mud, it's a problem, and even regular mud. I was thinking on Tit HaYavein. Most people pronounce it Tit HaYavon. So it's Hanukkah. We have to have some connection to Hanukkah. So Tit HaYavon.
Why is the fact that it's a problem? We're not
going to
say Mayim Akdim.
So it seems that if it's very sticky, that it pushes away the water. That it pushes away. I don't know. It is the Makar is this Gemara in... Where is it? It's brought here. The Gemara, remember the Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, Ukapirish Rashi. The Gemara says that ain't tevel minamol, that you don't tevel in a.
The other member,
made mats
in
Tishrei. Made mats
that
because of the Zeichlin.
Not
because
Mayim Akaislin. You made mikvahs in Nissan.
The Gemara in the Darim, you had it in here also.
Spell
him both.
Where did you see
Tit Yavon? Rashi said, Ne'at Tit. It says it for Pirish Rashi. Oh, it's mentioned in Lami Gimel. The Shach. Okay. The Shach says, L'chali pe Tit L'Tit. He's referring to it. Okay, let's see Sif Lamed Aleph. Sif Lamed Aleph, as you can see by the gigantic Taz, is a new topic, a very interesting topic. Because it has to do with Dine Taharis, and it's part of a tumult once upon a time in Inyanei Mikvais. Sif Lamed Aleph, Ein Tevelim B'Kelim. Now, before we learn more than the three words, Ein Tevelim B'Kelim, we have to share with you a Gemara. Ein Tevelim B'Kelim, Poshut Pshat, means if you have a big bathtub or a swimming pool, and you fill it up with water, I'm talking about an above ground swimming pool, which is a Kli, so you can't use that for a mikvah, that's Tvila B'Kli. Tefillah doesn't work in a kli. Now, it might be shuvim, it might be connected with a hole to a mayan, like the end of Beis HaMikdash. It's still ain't tevel b'kelim. So let's learn the Gemara. The Taz brings the Gemara. The Taz Lamed Aleph. He brings the Sugya HaGemara, and hopefully from that we'll have a little help in understanding. The Gemara of the Shabbos Samachem at Aleph, the Gemara of the Mapots. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I understand. Let's see the Taz Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Isa. He's quoting the Gemara. Amar Rava Isha Lo Samed Agabi Kli Cheres Betitvail. A woman shouldn't stand on a Kli Cheres when she tivels. You can have a very short woman, and she's going into a mikveh, or sometimes for geirus, you tevel a child, so the child has to tevel in the mikveh. The mikveh is deep, so you want to figure, you'll take a chair and put the chair in the mikveh, and she'll stand there on the chair,
like a barber,
or even he'll stand on it, like, yeah. And you'll raise the platform and have the person tevel. So Rava says, nothing doing. Isha lo samed agab v'cheres v'titfal. Why not? So the Gemara gives two reasons. Let's see. Sover av kahana l'meimer tamamai. What's the reason you can't stand on a keli when you're tevel? Mishum gezeris merchatzois. It's gezeris derabanan otu amerchatz. What's amerchatz? Pirish derech metzois shalem leishav agabit tabay shalai dama. The dama l'klicheres. Because in their bathhouses they had, like having a schwitz, they had seats. Vasi l'meimer oilo behen. And people will think that you could be yaitza by toiveling in a kli, in a swimming pool, or in a bathhouse. Ha agabi silta, but let's say you're standing not on a kli, you're standing on a board, shapir dami, klima agabi bakasav, on a thick board, that's okay. So that's the Gemara's first pshat. Who was that? Rav Kahana's pshat, that the reason you're not allowed to toivel on a keli is because of a gzeris merchatzais. Zok de Gemara. I think it's Pesachim. It's the end of the first parak of Pesachim. Even though the water was there first. So really it's no chatzitza issue. It's a brand new topic. Nothing to do with chatzitza. It's a brand new topic. It's an issue of a gzeris derabbanan called gzeris merchatzais, that if you let people tevel standing on a keli, we're afraid that they will also tevel in a keli. That's the Gezeris Merchatzais. It's a Gemara. You know, Gagius Svaris. But wait, the Gemara's not finished. Amar Rav Chanan ben Arda. Hasam Tama Mishum Bi'isa. Shaloi Tipo V'loi Titfo Shapir. He says, no, it's a different reason you don't stand on a chair. We're afraid that she'll have Pachad. She's not steady. So she won't Tivel carefully. Sultanami Bi'isa. And therefore, even if you have boards, it's also that she's going to be afraid. Okay? Because of, says, B'shem Arayvid, Afli HaMaskana, Nishur Kayim, Atam, Dixeris, Mechatzois, B'kaya HaMishna, Dixel, Eifel, Al-Safsol, B'shem Yashalayim, Atam, B'shem B'yasa. So what B'shem says, we pass in like both reasons. You're not at a table standing on a chair. Why? Reason number one is Dixeris, Mechatzois, now a table standing on a kli. And reason number two is Mishum Pachad. Because of Yesusa, a person's going to be afraid and not tevel properly. So we have two reasons that we're going to deal with here in the Shulchan Aruch. There are two nafkaminas between the two reasons. One nafkamina is a board. If you're teveling on a board, the gezeirah of kalim doesn't apply, it's not a kli, but being afraid does apply. Number two, the second nafkamina we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch is bidiyeved. Gezeris marchatzois is gezeri even b'di'evet. Then even b'di'evet it's no good. But she'enke de gezerim shebi'asusa, we will see, is only a gezerah l'chatchila. It's not a gezerah even b'di'evet. So those are two nafkaminas between them. So this is the Gemara's background. Now we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch. So again, we have a definite iser d'rabbanon of titling on kalim. In a kli, that's Issa Derais, it's not a mikveh. On a kli, that's a gzeira de rabbanon, either A, because the gzeira is merchatzois, or B, mishum biyasusa, because we're afraid she won't tevel properly because she's afraid.
What kind of swimming pool are you talking about? A regular swimming pool like
above ground swimming pool.
Oh, but in a gym, if they had mine shoes.
I'm talking about above ground, yeah.
But then the
gym,
okay.
Yeah.
Rain filled up that above ground pool.
I don't know.
Good.
I always think, I don't put it past Rabbi Rafuel, that in the swimming pool by the Sfardim, you would make sure the first 40 saw rainwater, you know, just to get everybody, to chop everyone around.
In the Borough Park, why the men who tevel Friday today?
But that's something else, because for a man's tefillah, you could tevel in Shulvim. For Ezra's Takana, for Ezra's Gezeira, that in Balkeri should tevel, it says, Beferish, Mishnah Berurah says that even Ma'am Shulvim is good. So, what? Stam minig? By men, it's not a minig. It's because Ezra's Takan, it's one of the earliest Rabbanans. Could you be... Maktil in a shuvim is good. It doesn't say the kli is good. Even zeichlim it says is no good. It says tefila bekeli Ezra's takana Ezra's good. I don't know. Lav dafka. Not every psul mikveh is kosher. I don't know what the din of titling the kli is like Ezra's takana. I do know shuvim is good. That says in the halacha. But whether tefila bekelim is good, I don't know. It was a standing. So maybe there's a mukkah.
In LA, when I go out there, so the mikveh is also it's above ground mikveh.
Above ground mikveh.
So for men.
Okay. No, it has to only if it's chakka l'b'sef kaveh, it's no good. It has to be kaveh l'b'sef chakka. Okay. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't mean to learn the Taz. I meant to learn the Gemara, which the Taz brought. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see where this became a tremendous tumult. And every 5 years or so, there's a tumult that everyone can't figure out what to do. So here, there was a major tumult in the time of the Lavush. Lavush was a Talmud of one of the Gedali Yalam. I forgot already. The Vush was in the early of the Ramah. It was Talmud of Ramah. And the Taz was a generation later, and the Tumul was still going on. So Tumul is a nice word when it's not happening, just when you learn about it in the past. So let's learn what?
The Vush would be 16th century then?
The Vush would be. The Ramah died in 1575. The Ramah died in 1575. It was Talmud, I guess, in the 1570s. Let's see, Sif Lamed Aleph. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ein Tevelim Bekelim, Lefika. Im Hoya Tit B'machim Shetevelis. We're going now to this lady who wants a Tevel, and it's muddy. Loi Samana Gabi Kliates. So she'll think, you know what I'll do? I'll bring a Keli, put it on top of the mud in the water, and stand on top of it. Loi Sitva Gabi Kliates Shemekablin Tuma, Migabon. She shouldn't stand on a Keli, it's Mekabal Tuma. And not even on finished boards of wood, which are mekabel tumis medrus. V'loya shum kli aray lemedrus betitfal, mishum gezeris marchatzois shal kelim. Because of the gezerah of bathhouses where water isn't a kli. What's the dim b'di'evet of ravetavla? Loy also la tefila no machlokes. B'di'evet if she tumbled standing on a chair or standing on a keli. It's not even good b'di'evet. So what's the eitzah? Avol neisenes hi chavilei zmoireis tachas raglah. She take a bundle of twigs or a bundle of vines, b'mnei ha-tit, and put it under her feet because of tit. There there's no gezeirah because it's not a keli. There you're just taking a bunch of junky wood and putting it under you. So there's no gezeirah smerchatzais. If she wants, she could lift her feet, yeah. That she doesn't need. V'chein loisamid agabi kli cheres. She should not stand on a kli cheres. V'lo yagabi bekas, and not on a board. V'titvoy lafal pishen kli cheres mitame begaboy. Even though kli cheres is not makabel tuma from where she's standing. V'lo yroi lemedris. Choshesh chachamim hu shema tifchad. How do you pronounce that? By tipachet, she will be made to have fear. That's what it means. That maybe she'll be afraid. She'll like tipo. She'll be afraid of falling. Like titfal karayin, she won't title properly. Of ravitavla, the second gezeira b'di'evet. Of ravitavla gabielu also la tefila. So we just learned that the first gezeira smachatzois chazal made an ikuv even b'di'evet. On the second gezeira, that shema tipachet, maybe she'll be fearful. On that, of ravitavla, means that somebody watched her and made sure she tevel properly. So then, it's good b'di'evet, l'fize. Now, here comes the tricky part. Mikvah sheyesh by shalivais, pirish madregais. A mikvah which has steps or rungs of a ladder to go down, shel eitz. Im tavla al gabe hashlivais. If when she tovels, she's standing on the step. This doesn't mean a step made of stone. That would be part of the mikvah. It means there are steps made of wood. Afilu hei mechubarim. This Ramah is important. There are parentheses. Afilu hei mechubarim l'kaisei ha-mikvah. Even if they're connected to the walls of the mikvah. Chumas ha-rajma. Loi also la tefila. It's not even good b'di'evet. The pshute kli eitzeim. Because these wooden steps are pshute kli eitz, which are makabel tumah. Bitzorech la midrabanan pshute eitz ha-makabel tumah. Bitzorech la'asais b'mekayman madrega shalavanim. And you have to make in their place stone steps, which are not makabel tumah. Plus, teyam madrega rechava dalid. It has to be at least 4 tfachim wide, because of the second reason she shouldn't be afraid. She shouldn't be afraid. So you need A, that the steps should be solid, and B, that it should be wide enough that she will not be afraid to fall. No, it means they're boards. They're very long, so the width should be 4.
When we talk about
so.
the boards here, the boards are on the could be on the floor.
On the floor of the mikvah. That's
so
what we're talking about.
So the
Tumas Medrash
that we're concerned with?
Medrash, Tumas, and Kav Tumas Rabbanan. Right? So that's also a problem. So if the Makabal Tumas Medrash, it's also a problem.
I don't know. Even if the Kliyat, which is not Makabal regular Tumas, but
the Pshuti Kliyat, it's a Makabal all Tumas. What? Just for the Shem Kli. What's called the Kli? Whatever is Makabal, Tumas Kalim, right? There's only Tumas Kalim, the only objects every time are Tumas Kli. Therefore.
The wooden rungs, if they're built in to the mikvah, to the floor, doesn't it lose?
So that's the question. We're saying here, even if it's built in, right, it said in the Ramah, said the brought here in the parentheses, even if it's built into the mikvah, that was the shita of the, yeah, the grah there said, afilei mechubarim, delay mevatli lay habinyan. Kvashamru b'bava basra. Says, it's not bottle because it's in a binyan. As the Gemara says in b'bava basra, that's the sugi of kavalev sechakakai. But, the grah lami gibel, pshuti kliyate, ratzlaim the chazi lamidrasais. Here in the Taz. What? It's mashed to Kli because it's Makabal Tumas Medrash.
If it's far, more than far and it's not Mechubar, can she, is there any gizela on that?
If it's Makabal Tumas, then it's a problem. Right?
More than four,
if it's a board, then it's a problem. If it's twigs, then it's not a problem. Okay, so we're going to see now what you're talking about. The issue here that this long Taz is about, and it's easy to learn the Shah because he's shorter, but this long Taz deals with the issue that the Levush made a tumult about the Mikvaish and Medina Seilu, he called it, that the Mikvaish all had steps. Now, the reason you have steps is for the following. You'll notice even many men's mikvahs are built that after you come down, there are two levels. There's one level and then another level. The reason for that is simply to make it easier, depending on the height of a person, to be tayvel. We're going to learn later that a woman is supposed to stand in water, which is roughly a half an amma above her navel. That's the ideal height for a woman before she's tayvel. We're going to see why. That's going to be a machaber later in Sif. Lamed Vav. Excuse me. In Sif Lamed Vav, we're going to have that she should tevel in a place that's a zeres above the tabura. It says people come in different heights, so it was normal to have different steps in the mikvah for women of different height to do it. Now, nowadays, this is all built in. It's all the cement of the mikvah, and there is no issue. But apparently, in time of the Levush, to time of the Tshach and Taz as well, they had this issue with mikvahs, where they used some sort of steps, and those steps were made of these shlivahs, and the question was if it's something that's kosher or not. So, okay, we're going to see that. We're going to see that. That's part of the machlokes that they bring. It's interesting in the Taz, halfway down in the Taz, after he tries to be belabit zchus, he writes klal advarim lo shokta daiti b'shum hetel l'sarim shebemikvah. He says in the middle there, lo shokta daiti, I don't have peace with all these atayrim. V'yafa tama bala lavush l'fi pirizeh elonil imitzad echad mitzad acher hetavar. So like halfway down, he comes into a heter, and basically it's a tziruf of a number of atayrim to be mekel. And the easiest is to see it in the shach. The Taz does bring a machlokes if pshute kliyets are makabel tumah or not. A machlokes rishayim if pshute kliyets are makabel tumah even tumas nedges, and that's one of the tziruf. And let's learn shach mem hey just because it's a little easier than the Taz. What about Shmuel? If the mats are makabel tumas medris, so how was he allowed to make it? The machleks we showed him those mats, if he made mats to stand on or mats to stop the zechila. What? The Ran in the Durham learns that he made mats what to stop the zechlin. But Rashi says differently. What? It's near, it's okay. But who learns that it was underneath? To stand on. So if you made to stand on, how is that? How does that fit? Unless the mats were somehow not a dumb of a couple of children. I don't know.
He made mats, and in this he made mikvahs. Mikvahs was because of the zeichlin, and the mats were because of the tip.
So I don't know, because I don't see... I don't remember that this is mentioned here at all in the Taz, so I don't know.
It's brought down. He thinks it says it's Yerudei of Kuf Tzadik Ches Siflamet Gimel.
Siflamet Gimel. No, there it says Dav Shadim Akabel Tumas. So then it's good. It says you have to put a Dav Shadim Akabel Tumas Siflamet Gimel. I don't know what the mats were. The Sivlam Gimel, it says, "Lo sitful b'mikvah sheishka tit shulchatzitza kitna la zemayrus akiyase v'davu sheinu makabel tumah." It says there it had Sivlam Gimel has to be davu sheinu makabel tumah. So the Kapir Shraj Gusasu daf samavav samazayin. That's what you're learning. So it says it. So it says Siflam Gimel, that has to be a Dabba Shein Makabal Tumah. Apparently, he had a Makabal Tumah. All right, let's look at Shach Mem Hei. Sheyesh by Shlevis. Baterezav Herech Ma'id. I don't know the story behind the Levush, but the Levush named his Svarim after the Pasuk in the Megillah. You have a Balkairi here, the Megillah.
Gershon.
Yeah, what's the Pasuk? The Levush Pasuk. Levush Tcheles. That's what Terezov. Sabut Svargaman. Keep on going. It has to say Beer Shushan somewhere. It's one of the Svarim is called Beer Shushan. Beer Shushan. So I don't think he has a Sefer Tzolom B'Simhecha. He has a Sefer Terezov, which is the best known of the Levush. And on Chayshem Mishpat, it's called Ir Shushan. You know, it's a funny thing. When you read the Shach, the first time in Chayshem Mishpat, it says, Be'ir Shushan Kosov, you wonder what he's referring to. But that's also the Levush. All the Sfarim were named after something in that pasuk. His name was Mardechai Yaffa, right? So his name was Mardechai, so I guess. What? Yeah? Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's learn this part of his biography. Yeah, you're right. Mem hey, Baterazav Herech Moed Visraim Ala Mikvay Shemibdin. They say, "Lo, he made a tumul on the Mikvay in our cities." Shais in the Sarim Lamata. They put boards underneath. Umadregas Lamin Aleihem and steps to stand on them. Bishas Tefilah in Shab. Ukvar Machule Yemeya Uchli Beuchli. They already hit him. I think Meya Uchli Beuchli means. They hit him 100 times with a shovel over his head. It's the Gemara says by Oven and Shtil and Afshe that you can hit somebody with a shovel. Who argues him? Madani Melech, Dafshin Yudzayin, Agostrisha, Habach, Ubal Migdal David. Farherch Bezemaran Padova, Chuvalamid Aleph, Velo tama heter. Alright, so let's learn some reasons. First, mishum deklub shute kliyei farbepleskim enim makabel to matul midrabanan. First of all, there are many rishayim that are pshute kliyei to not makabel to even midrabanan. Vafilu harash mava mechaber loy mari elok shaya sulam zeh bishlivais kaidim shakavu abimikva. And a second serif, even this which it says in the tshuva sarashba. It's not a mechaber, right? Mechaber is in parentheses. So this is in the Ramah. My Mariel Kshaya Sulam Zeb Shlivais Kaidim Shakavai Benikva Dayal Hashem Kli Metchila. It had Hashem Kli originally. Machaka Kavua Benikva. Then it was put into the mikva. So then a ladder is a problem. The steps are a problem. Avol Metchila Asu Mikva Nisara May Madregas Lamed Aleim Bishas Tfila. But if the thing was originally made to be a something that goes into the mikvah to be part of the mikvah, so HM Kli Aleihem Ela Shem Binyan Nikra Aleihem Umut Litval Aleihem Chaychos Abakva Migdal Dov Ayin Sham Sherichu Bezeh. So he's mitzarif here two tzirufim. First of all, it's not poshit that it should declare it's a makabel toma, and secondly, if it's that's called kavay l'besayv chakaka, you akaveya it in the mikvah and then made it into a kli, so that's not called a problem. Gam tshuva sharis sharis yaisiv simasam chasam da rajba ma'ariv in the sarim mushlivas hasui lemedris, that the rajba is talking by things that were made to be a medris to stand on. Avakshalay nasu raklaim alayim b'mayim. If it's made only to stand on it once it's part of the mikvah, the litval alayim ain't a real to miss medris because then it's already mechubal karka. Mechay mutalam and sham shas tefila adkan. Mechay nirali muchrach dasa mechaber minei ubei shekaz v'siv sheachazeh. He's going to see in the next sif, so talk here about pipes that you're allowed to stand on them if they're not makabel, if they're not a base kibble. Even if you have something levazim in our edges that come up, the tray with edges has a base kibble. Even if it doesn't have a base kibble, it's only pshute kliyates. The makabel and tuma mutter we have base yaisif. We'll see the next sif silaynos. I want to get to the end of the shach. This is all this raya from the next sif. It's mutter to have pipes in the bottom of the mikvah. Because they had pipes to drain the water, so those pipes didn't have a shem kli before they put in the mikvah. Bedekabayis, Elishina, Nira, the Philola Ribid Varajba, the Pasti Pshute Kliyat, Shekhava Bakarka, Hossam in the Sarma Kliyat, and Shurila Medris. That's something that was made originally in a way that's right for Medris. Obviously, Lainais, ain't a real Medris Shari, but things that are made to be part of the mikvah are not called Medris, the Mutta. Lefizam, Shkazam Chabakan, Loyoslam Tvila, the Pshute Kalim, Haim Kaidim Shanikvu Bemikvah. Because they were pshute kalim, that's only if they were pshute kalim before they went into the mikvah. Maram lubim b'tshuva do zayi kos devadi. So this is what I wanted to get to. At the end he says, Maram lubim b'tshuva sima do zayi kos devadi ein l'shanes minig. Shaloi lo haitzi laz ala rishayim. He said, Maram lubim said, don't stop being machmer. Because stop being machmer, they're going to say them kvois till now apostle. So don't start to be machmer. Af al pikei, b'chol zman shem izdamun liyadi, shem isakten eiz a mikvah. Shah says, anytime they came to me about doing a mikvah, ani he said, still, even though he's matir, but he said, he wants to be kashulate everybody. So that's today our practice. The paiskim all amalamit schus on the old mikvahs. And they say, nevertheless, for us, moving forward, we try to do it even like the Lavush. Now it's no problem, because now it's a part of the cement of the mikvah. They don't put the steps are part of the mikvah. They're built into the mikvah.
The mikvah itself, they have put 3 bars to put concrete, or what they do with the bricks.
Well, it's concrete. It's not a darma kabel toma. So it's not a problem.
Under
the concrete?
Yeah.
That's not a problem. Whatever's under the concrete doesn't matter. Okay. Tumis Medris makes it become part of Xeris Machatzois, and then Loyos Lotzvila. It's not a din in Chistumah. It's a din in Xeris Machatzois that goes on Kalim. They define Kalim as a Dovram Kabbal Tumah. Mainly you have this issue. All right, so this is the old issue. Baruch Hashem, it's not negeya today. We have better mikvahs. It is negeya. People who work in mikvahs have to know. Somebody, you know, you don't know. You have a child go in. You figure you just put a chair in the water and let the child stand on the chair. So you have to know that it's also a tefillah. And it comes up by tefillahs gerim. So you have to know that it's also a tefillah, and you have to do a proper tefillah. Now, what? Whatever. If they're short, sometimes a 12-year-old girl and a 30-year-old boy also short. All right, so this is it. Now, over the centuries, there is a second tumul, which the yeshiva world were not gairis too much, but different groups of chassidus have a couple of chumris which contradict each other. There's a chumra of the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim was a respected paisik across the board, despite the fact that he was a rebbe as well. He was a paisik in a big piece of the Arba Aratzis. The Divrei Chaim had a chumra that when you tovel in a mikveh, you're not allowed to tovel on a step unless there's 40 saw of water over that step. Now, what I mean is the following: there's an idea in Mishnayos and Mikvahs that if you have, there's a Mishnah, has you have three bairis, a bair of 20 saw and 20 saw, and you have a flow of water that connects them. So we say katafris is not a chibur, that each mikvah has to have 40 saw. If you mechaber it with water over it, it's not mechaber mikvahs. The Divrei Chaim had a chumra, apparently, the Dakei Tshuva brings it here, that if you're toiveling, if you have a mikvah that has two levels, it's like two mikvahs. If you're standing on the higher level, you have to have 40 saw on that step going up. You can't count, that's a chibur katafris, that's like flowing water of a chibur. It's not flowing right now, but if you only had water in one place, it would flow to the other. And therefore, his shita was that if you're in one mikvah, that mikvah has to have 40 saw right there, and it's not mechaber with the other mikvah. And he looked at the step in the mikvah. All the mikvahs have steps for a shorter woman to stand on the step and a taller woman to go down. So that step has to have 40 saw by itself. That was his shita. Memela, also a nafgamina, that we are machmir, that the nekev, right, we saw mikvahs have the nekev that connects it to the bar. He says that nekev should not be over the step, because over the step, he looks at a separate mikvahs, and it's going to be an issue. That's the chumra of the Divrei Chaim.
When it's flowing on top, so that's not a hashaka issue.
How could it be worse than hashaka? Okay. This is the chumra of the Divrei Chaim. Now, Lubavitch has a different chumra. Lubavitch has a chumra which our mikvahs don't do, and that is in our mikvahs you have the mikvah, and next to it you have the bar, where we have a couple of bairis, and that's the way we have it. Lubavitch has from the Rishab, Bepeh, I don't think it's a printed thing, but they have Bepeh. The Rishab was Machmir, the Rishab was one of the rabbis, of the Lubavitcher rabbis, the Rishab was the one that came to America, the one before, right before the America. So the fifth rabbi. So he had a chumra of Notal Sav and Nosal Sav. A chumra that says in the Mishnah that if you have a mikvah and you throw in a Sav Shuvim, it's still kosher. You have 40 Sav, you throw in a ton of Shuvim, it's still kosher. But he had there's a Mishnah which is subject to Machlekes Rishayim, an interpretation, which according to one of the Rishayim, if you throw in a Shuvim and you take out, throw in, take out. If you keep on throwing in and take out, where mathematically, statistically, you know that by now you don't have 40 saw of the original rainwater, that's a psul derabanan, not a psul deraisa. Not a saw, but not a saw, that's a problem. That's a psul. Now, because of that, he was machmir, when you have a hole on the side, that the water, you have your mikveh, and you have the bar. When you open the hole to connect them, the water is going to change. Some water goes in, some water goes out. So you have it there for 10 years. Eventually, it's going to be Natal Sav and Nasan Sav. He was chayshish for this. Now, what we do for this chashash is we have two mikvahs, one with a hole that stays sealed. You only open it for a second. And two bayras. But anyway, so what he said is to have it underneath. He said, but mitzias, water up and down doesn't mix. And therefore, when you open it, the water won't mix, and therefore there's no issue. So he wanted to have dafka top and bottom. So the Lubavitcher mikvahs are made with the bar under the mikvah. As a matter of fact, the mikvah here in Avenue West, when they were building it, they told me they got calls from Lubavitch to do it their way. Like they were willing to fund it, that they should have another bar underneath, that it should be done with their hinder. I mean, you are, the 128th, right? So they want it. Now, the tumul between the chassidim is that those who hold of the divrei chayim, taina, that's a problem. Because if you're going to have a mikvah underneath and a mikvah on top, it's shtei mikvahs, and up and down is mechuber with katafris, and up and down you have the mishtav katafris, side by side, they're two equal mikvahs, so that's kosher. But one on top of the other, that's katafris, means flowing. Two side by side, they don't flow, they're even. Top and bottom is a psul katafris. So they argue that like the divrei chayim, it's no good. In the Betzel HaChochma, the Chuvis in Australia, from the Tzal Stern, he has a long richus on this issue. Apparently they're building a mikveh there, and this became an issue. So this is, it's an interesting tumul. Lamaisa, there are no clear shilas, unless somebody is Lubavitcher chassid and wants to keep his Rebbe's chumra, or a Klosenberger chassid and wants to keep the Divrei Chaim's chumra. Mikra din, there are no real issues. These aren't issues in the Divrei Chaim. It's not klar that he said this chumra. And in the Rishab, I mean, it's not a written tshuva that we know exactly where the chumra came from. Interestingly, Rav Moshe has a couple of tshuvas on this tumul. And in Yerodea Gimel, he has a tshuva where he says, pshat nedivrei chayim. It has to be, he says, two mikvahs, with a pipe connecting them. He says, the divrei chayim, we must have been talking about two separate bayras, and there was a pipe that connected it. Just a hole in the wall, Ramay shows that's one mikvah. That's Hashaka, like everyone was saying, Hashaka, we know about Hashaka. So Ramay holds that the whole thing is not a chumra. He has another tshuva about the bar on top and bottom not mixing, about the Rishab's chumra. And Ramay is marich to show that top and bottom do mix. It's a fascinating tshuva. Ramay doesn't do any experimentation. I would think, you want to know if top and bottom mix. So put some dye in the top mikveh and see if it mixes. Rav Moshe brings two or three gemaras to show that top and bottom mix. He talks about, I don't remember exactly what the cases are, by Dinius of Ahetra, I think by Basu B'chalom. He shows top and bottom does mix. And he rejects this chumra, he rejects that chumra. And in Chosek. A kaponim, it's part of the fear for knowing, learning these halachas, to know that there is such a thing. Lubavitch chassidim are familiar with the Rishab's chumra, and the Klosenberg chassidim are familiar with the Divrei Chaim. So these are chumras that made it into the mainstream tshuva svarim. And okay, all right. So this is Sif Lamed Aleph.
When we make our
mikvahs,
we really, at least like us, yaitse
all the shitas, because we make the nekev over the floor of the mikveh, and the woman could stand in the floor of the mikveh. The steps, I can't tell you about every mikveh. What? It is quite wide. The step on the bottom when you come down is quite wide. Nekev, also Lubavitch has a chumra that the nekev should be three finger widths. Shveres HaDayit is two. Chabad has a chumra to make three. It's probably just a geder, a siyog. And the mikvahs today, they make, I think, so we hold that we yaitze even the Rishab's chumra, because in the bar we have bar agabe bar. What we do, if you remember, when we saw the mikvah 28th Street, we have actually four compartments in every mikvah. The way it's made today, you don't have to do it this way. Chassam Sofer famously writes that you don't need this. Gam ani noladiti. He says, I was born from a mikveh that had only one bar, and it's perfectly okay. But today, I don't know if he said why he spent extra money. I don't know about that, because all the mikvehs made where Moshe's Hechsher all had all four.
Okay.
Okay.
He said that he said he
Yeah.
And he said, it's one bar.
I didn't say one bar is no good, no, but to say that you shouldn't spend extra money, I don't know about that. That's a little much. Okay. All right, but Lemaisa today, it's America is a kibbutz galuyos. You have to be yaitza to everybody. We have, as I told you, four compartments. One is the compartment the woman tivels in, and now we want to be able to change the water. You know, a lot of women prefer clean water when they go to the mikveh. So not like a man's mikveh, right? So to that we change the water every day in the mikveh. Then we have three bayris. We have one regular bar, which is the bar that holds 40 saw of gray water. And next door, right?
It's parallel to the mikveh itself.
It's parallel to the mikveh. And then we have a separate bar, which is a double bar that holds 80 saw, 40 saw on bottom. And then it has a board, a plexiglass usually with a nekev. And then on top of it, another 40 saw. So that we have 120 saw of rainwater, and then the thing itself. Now we.
All those three are on the same side?
Everyone I've seen there on the same side. On the same side. And, and the way we do it is we do two things to be machshir a mikveh. There are two holes. Go to any even the men's mikveh, it's usually made this way. If you go into the mikveh with your tevel, you see two holes on the side. One hole above water level, and one hole below water level. The below water level hole is a nekev of hashaka. They open it, and the rainwater, hashaka, kisses, so to speak, the mikveh water, and that's hashaka. That's the way baris were made. With hashaka, and then they stuff it up right away. They just open it and then they close it, and that's a hashaka. That would be a good mikvah by itself. In addition, the Mayim Shuvim is in the Tevel mikvah. All right, hashaka of Mayim Mega Shama intimation.
So what does hashaka even be more?
That's really enough, and that would be a kosher mikvah by itself. Now,
right.
The other two virus is what we do is the top bar is what we call a bar zriya. Zriya is the following. I'll tell you why we do it separately. But bar zriya is a second style of mikvahs. We're taking both styles together. One style was to have a hashaka bar. The other style was a zriya bar. What is zriya? In a bar zriya, there were noyig that you didn't put water into the mikvah with a tivel. The water, the city water, the shuvim water, originally goes into that bar and overflows through the hole. That hole is higher than the water level. And it overflows into the mikveh. So if you ever go to a mikveh when the filter is on, or you go to a mikveh when it's being filled, you'll see the water coming through that hole. That hole is open, and that's a bar zriya. The water runs out into the mikveh through there. And that bar zriya, of course, is not the savadasasa. Because you're putting in Mayim Shuvim and it's flowing out into the mikveh. But that's a way of being machshir. You gain a shita. I'll explain the shita later. But that they do, and all the ladies' mikvahs and many of the men's mikvahs, and that nekev hazriya, because we want to be chayshus, it's the rivet shita of Natal Sav and Nasan Sav, so we make under it a second bar with the samchus of this Rashab's cheshbon that top and bottom don't mix. So we have the underneath bar, in effect, to do our shaka to the zriya bar, to be mashed out at all times. And that's the way we do both. Now, why do we need a zriya bar if we have our shaka bar? The chayshish for a shita and the shach and some reish aleph, that holds that by hashaka, the hole has to be left open during tefillah. Now, it's only a das yachid. The shach says it's tayv lahachmer. But we can't be machmir on that sheet. If we leave it open all the time, it's going to be natal sav and asal sav. So it's two opposing chumras. So for that reason, we have the two bayris. The one bar which we open and close right away. So there's no natal sav and asal sav. There's no exchange of water. And the bar zriya, which we do a zriya, then the hole doesn't have to be left open. Once it's zriya, there's no reason to leave it open. This is the way all of our bayris are constructed. What? Right. The Natal Sav Nasav derived is a chumra that we're chayshish for. We don't pass kind of like derived. We pass the Natal Sav Nasav has nothing to do with Shuvim. The Bar Zariah, Because it only overflows after the 80 saw. It has 40 bottom saw, 40 top saw.
Right.
The top saw overflow into the mikveh. Now, even if you're going to say that that's shuvim, we're going to do our shaka afterwards. It's not so terrible. But the, what, and also the bottom one is mechubah to it. So you have.
No, no, so the bottom one is mechubah, that's the first left, that's the 40 saw. But the part on top is 40 saw. So when that does Ria, doesn't that have less than 40 saw?
No, it only overflows. The hole is in a part of the wall which is above the 40 saw. Right, it has to overflow and go in, right.
So that's the Zri is from not
from
Mayim
Shovim, from that
and
right.
Now
Shovim
is also from not Mayim Shovim.
Right, right.
Assuming that the Taimo bar has more water than the Hashaka bar, why doesn't Rov bother me? Why do we say that?
Because the lashon of Chazal is once you have 40 saw, I feel kol mei mishaba olam. That's the lashon. Once it's 40 saw, no matter what you put in, it has a dinam mikvah. That's a part of Lacha Shabbosina of a mikveh. Then once you have 40 saw, the shuvim turns into May mikveh.
But then
obviously, not
another
saw
is obviously
not left. Yeah, not Zerid Rabbanim, because it looks like shuvim. Not Zerid Rabbanim. Now, the truth is, we have a third chumra that we do, and that is if you'll go to a mikveh. You'll see that when the water from the city runs into the bar to do the Zriya, the whole thing starts, there's a piece of cement, there's a cement slab, and the water runs on that cement slab. That's called Hamshacha Agabe Karka. Hamshacha Agabe Karka could be earth, or it could be a concrete that's porous. And Hamshacha Agabe Karka, according to most Rishayim, is Machshu Iva Mayim Shuvim, if you do Hamshacha. So we really have all the chumras in the book because everyone came together in America, and you want to be yitzakal hashitis. So we have a lot of chumras. So even when there's a tumul about a mikveh, it's not much of an issue, typically. Is long, right? The same lashon of hamshacha. Okay, it's not same lomnis, but it's the same. Yeah. What? Well, only the Divrei Chaim and the Rishab seem to be opposing chumras. But you can always do both. You can do one this way and one that way. See, the whole reason you have two bairis is because of two opposite chumras. Because the Shach brings this chumra of leaving the hole open. And then you have the Ravitz chumra of Notasov and Nosasov. That's why we need, that's where the whole thing starts. If you're out of town and you have a mikveh that only has one, as long as it's run properly, whether it's Zriya or Ashaka, it's fine. You just have to make sure that it's taken care of. It's taken care of properly. Then you don't need both chumras. It's also a halach shemesinai that if you have meisher agabe karka, let's say gimel tefachim, I think that it's chayzel to be natural water and the midin tire. Okay, let's see sif lamed beis, which is connected to this, and then lamed gibeis. What? The problem in Arizona is that it doesn't rain. So how do you get your first 40 saw or 80 saw or 120 saw of Mayim Megishanim?
No, you don't rely on Amshach.
Oh, why do you do Amshach? Nobody holds Amshach as Lamaisa. It's only it's a dintira that it's good. But well, you know, in Arizona they have. They tried to plant seeds for chitim for the Pesach matzahs in Arizona. There are problems with chitim that after they reach the point where they have to be cut, they're not supposed to get wet, even mechubal karka. It's a big science to be able to know when to cut the wheat. So somebody had the idea, one of the two satmars had this idea of planting in Arizona. In Arizona there's no rain, and there's even negligible dew, believe it or not. We say Tal doesn't stop. It doesn't stop where it starts, but in Arizona it's very dry. And they spent a lot of money. They planted wheat there, and it will be a more mohudidik of wheat because it can't get wet after it. The problem is that the wheat is basically, it grows there. It's a wheat that's good for spaghetti. It's not a wheat that's good for matzahs. It became, when they rolled it, it broke into pieces. It didn't work well. They tried for a few years. They invested a lot of money, but I don't think anything came of it.
It would work better.
Well, you could bruk the flour, that's for sure. You know, you mix it with water. All right, Slim Lamed Beis, a few easy sifim. Tzilon shalei tzakavua bekarkos hatfila. All right, you need a drain in the bottom of a mikvah. Today, our mikvahs do not have drains. It's another chumrah. Our mikvahs don't have drains. Why? Because if you have a drain, you have to have a stopper on the drain. The stopper, if it's a davar amakabel tumah, there's a psul of havaya deka amakabel tumah. The mikvah is not allowed to be held up by a davar amakabel tumah. So what they did in America in the 50s is they used the synthetic rubber that was produced during World War II. One of the things is that they discovered synthetic rubber. The natural rubber came from countries that were under our enemy's control. So they developed synthetic rubber. So in the Taras Mayim, Rav Tulushkin writes to use synthetic rubber stoppers, which is not makabel tumah. If you hold plastic, it's not makabel tumah. Subsequently, our mikvahs don't have drains, and they use a pump to get the water out. They stick in a hose and they pump the water out to avoid the problem. Shulchan Aruch here is talking about having a drain, a pipe underneath to let the water out. And the question here, standing on top of that pipe, silon shaleit hakavua b'karkos hatfila, im eloi levazveis. If it doesn't have an edge, if it can't hold water, pirish mizgeres. You're allowed to stand on it and be tovel it, and that's mutter. Taz Lama Gimel says, this is a way to let the water out. We said two reasons. One is a fear that you'll be afraid when you stand on it. There's no pachad, because it's set in the ground, it's solid, and I guess it's wide. The gabkein ain't shame kliyola lipsol kishiva b'shiva de'elo levazvus. It's not a kein because it doesn't have an edge. Ve'ne b'kavul mayim can't hold water. Can't we have a rak pshute kliyets? Aye, pshute kliyets. We had isrim. K'mesh k'safti b'samach. We said umitzarif to make kilim by pshute kliyets with the sheet is that if it's made to be mechubet to the karka. So those two together. That's why we'll make al here in the sif lamed base.
You know what they use plastic now?
They don't use anything. There are no pipes under the mikveh. We have a pump. We use a pump. You pump it when no one's tabling. You pump it in there. And just sif lamed gimel like sitful b'makom sheyesh b'karki isatit. Don't tavel in a place where it's muddy. This is the companion sif to sif lamed. The Gemara said don't be tavel in a normal mishum chatzitza. There is some tit that's a chatzitza. Alam kei titin olav zemai rice. Put vines or twigs. Creates a man. Don't be makabel shum toma. Vim tavla b'di'evet, if you tavel in tit, yeshayim shaloi also latvila. There are some say that tit is even a davar ha'ma'akiv. So the Taz asks, how can it be a davar ha'ma'akiv? The Mishnah says you can put a bed and push it into the ground to tavel. So the Taz writes in Taz lamed dalid, because we're afraid between the fingers of the toes things tend to get stuck. So we're afraid that the chashash bein atzba is tidavek sham. So that's the Ramah in the parentheses. It says Avol Roif Paiskim Atirin. Lamaisa, if it ever comes up, we don't tovel in tit. We're not tovel in all the Chochmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan say we're not bekiyim to tit hayave in a regular tit. Right, there's one issue I forgot to bring up. Remind me next week. There is an issue about the metal rods in cement. You know, when they pour cement, you see sometimes building cement, the metal rods. Whether those metal rods are problematic. So that's discussed. I didn't do Pischei Tshuva Yud Tes. So remind me next week to talk about the metal rods before we move on.